Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, we're broadcasting live from Jazz Fest. Thanks to our friends at Miller Lite. Miller Lite tastes like Jazz Fest for sure, and we really appreciate this partnership. Joining me now is Chris Cicada with Miller Lite. Chris, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Fellow Nika, I understand. Yeah, your grandfather was Nicaraguan.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. Well, it's good. Certainly good to meet you. Thank you so much for hosting us here today. Y'all have quite the complex here, and more I hear it's one of the venues that you definitely want to get to.
Oh, it's definitely everybody wants to be a part of the Miller Lite VIP tent for sure. It's a hard ticket to get.
Yeah, and it's something. I mean, it's amazing how in a not that large footprint, so many different offerings.
Oh, right? Yes.
Tell us about the offerings.
Well, definitely compared to Miller VIP tent or Jazz Fest together.
Just what y'all are offering right here.
I mean, oh, just the Miller VIP tent? Yeah, it's a big production. I mean, it started off, when I started this 36 years ago, it was nothing but a little tent, grass, you know, ground, and picnic tables. And some draft beer. But now, I mean, we got Happy Thursday, Miller Lite, Peroni, Summer Shanty, Miller Lite, Coors Light, Banquet, Blue Moon, Vizzy. I mean, it's we got quite a selection. Whereas before, 36 years ago, we just had Miller Lite, Genuine Draft, and Highlight. That was it. Yeah.
We're also joined by Jared Guidry.
How you doing, Noah?
Jared, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're talking about all of the big offerings here. Now, Miller Lite is the official beer of Jazz Fest, right?
Yes, it is.
And so you guys are spread out throughout the grounds.
Yes. Yeah, it's 145 acres, and you can find us everywhere. We got so many different booths. We got 12 booths that we share with Coke, and Coke has one side. We have the other side, and we have cabanas. We got VIP tents. We have, Jared, 8 VIP tents?
Yeah, we have 8 hospitality tents that has draft beer behind it. We have 5 other draft beer locations, the Paddock, the Blues tent. That's our biggest draft beer location, so yeah.
It's funny, the first time I tasted Peroni was here several years ago when I'd heard of the beer, but had never had it. I like it.
Well, yeah.
It's good beer.
I mean, Jazz Fest gives us a great opportunity for people to sample different products that they may normally not have tried.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and we got the hawkers. They're everywhere. So, I mean, anywhere in 145 acres, you could close your eyes, turn around, stop, and walk 100 feet and find somebody selling a beer.
Which product, which is like kind of new to the market, has been one that's been has taken off and has become incredibly popular?
I'd say some of the Vizzies.
Happy Thursday. And Topo Chico here.
Yeah. And the Topos, yeah. And they have the Margarita, and that's been doing really well.
And then draft beer related, if people want some full body beers by the Blues tent, we'll have Pilsner Kale on draft, Peroni. Line and Kugel Summer Shandy is out there, and that's like the biggest draft area.
Yeah.
And we have 14 tap handles of different assorted beers there, 7 different beers on 14 handles.
The logistics I hear from so many people out here is they do really they work hard to make it easy. It never is easy.
Oh, no. And then we always have
especially
to
especially the quantity of product that y'all have to move. I mean, I got here early last week and again this morning to see you know, forklifts, push carts, you know.
Oh, yeah. We use a lot of equipment. I mean, it goes months in advance of planning. We've been planning for Jazz Fest since the beginning of January. You know, the amount of vehicles that we need, the amount of labor we need, the ordering the product, you know. And we have analysts that, you know, figure out what we did last year or the year before. This is, you know, what we need to have at each station. And that's what we do. And then throughout the event, we'll change stuff and move stuff around. So we need bodies. And if we have bad weather, we need human bodies to move the stuff down around because we can't use the equipment on the grass.
Right.
So there's a lot that goes involved. And we always have to have a plan B.
You guys get out here early every morning. I see you guys moving around. Everybody's getting their business together. And miraculously, when the gates open at 11 o'clock,
we're ready to go.
Y'all are ready to go.
Yep, we're ready to go.
Everybody's in place.
Yep.
Everybody's got their shirt on, their hat on, and they're ready to start serving.
If we've done our job correctly, we don't have anything to do at 11 a.m. You
know, right.
Early. It's calm before the storm.
Every once in a while, you know, we'll have a you know, we'll run out of ice or a product at some event, you know, at some
otherwise
station.
Known as a hiccup.
Right. Well, I mean, it depends. It might have a rush on something, and, you know, we try to accommodate them.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it's early in the morning and late in the evening. So, I mean, we've been preparing for this. It's not just an eight-day event for us. You know, it's multiple weekends. I mean, I've been working every weekend for the past month.
Yeah,
so my poor boat's been sitting in my carport, you know, getting dusty.
Anybody got a violin? We can start playing.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, and it's a lot of Saturdays, Sundays, nights, and then we also have to restack a lot of stuff. Because,
he was thinking his boss is listening right
no,
now.
No, he's actually on a trip. Yeah, unfortunately, he's out of town, so he's not even listening. So, yeah.
But, Newell, one of the other challenges, what people don't realize, like this year especially, and I'm with our events team and everything, but we had – 2 weeks before this, we had French Quarter Fest.
Exactly.
Week before that, we had Hogs for the Cause.
Hogs for the Cause.
Then it was St. Patrick's Day event. Crawfish Cook-Off.
The Armadillo Festival, right?
Exactly.
right. Yeah.
We want to sell beer as many as possible. Before that, we had Super Bowl, Mardi Gras, late morning.
So it's been a busy spring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that's every year, too. I mean, we tie up equipment at all those events, and then we have to hurry up, get them back, prep them, and then get them rolled
out. If you need somebody to run your boat and take it for you, I'll volunteer.
Yeah.
I'll help you out there, brother.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you all so much for all you do. Thank you for hosting us. Y'all make it
easy
for us each and every year. We love the banter back and forth with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And thank you again for having us out here. It's a blast.
Yeah, we love having y'all.
Thank you. No, appreciate it.
Y'all have a great day.
Yep.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be right
back.
504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we are going to visit with Johnny Sketch. Mark Parody is his real name, a.k.a. Johnny Sketch, and the Dirty Notes. So stay with us.